Hello, and thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today I'm going to be sharing a story that a listener sent in to us to share, and it's from a blog called Sharing Apples from My Family Tree. It's a genealogy blog, and it's a story written from her perspective about what happened to her brother, Joshua Dennis, when they were children. And it happened in 1989, which is pretty remarkable. It's a crazy story. And it's written about basically in the fall of 1986, so several years before this incident happened in 1989, she had had a really bad dream about how her brother Josh was stuck in a hole in the mountains, and she woke up from this dream crying, and her mother just comforted her and said, "Oh, you're just having a bad dream." Well, several years later, on September 22nd, 1989, her dad and brother were leaving on a Boy Scout camp, an overnighter. They headed out to an area where there's an old mine in Tooele, Utah, if you're listening outside of the state of Utah. It's in Tooele County, and it's called the Hidden Treasure Mine, and it's near Stockton. And if you've been out to the area before, it's pretty secluded. So the Boy Scouts were going to go explore this mine, this old abandoned mine. I guess Joshua was a little bit younger than the other boys, but because his dad was a leader, he went along for this. And at one point when they were looking through the mine, there was a boy in the troop that was legally blind, and Joshua's father was leading this boy through the mine and said, "You know what, I'm going to take him out. So I'm going to take him out of the mine." So his dad turned to walk out of the mine and told Joshua to follow him. But instead, Joshua wanted to stay with the other leaders and the other boys. And so he went the other direction. Well, the group had gotten pretty far ahead of him, and they had lights on their heads. They had lights, and Joshua didn't. And he couldn't catch up with them. So then he thought, "Okay, well, I'm going to go back the other direction, and I'm going to go back the way my dad did." Well, he got lost in there and ended up going down a different direction in the mine, which you can imagine is a maze, even with lights. But he didn't have a light, and he was trying to follow the curvature of the wall. And he started noticing that it was steeper than it felt before, and that he was kind of going down a hill. And then he realized that he was lost. And he remembered something that his mother had told him, that if you're ever lost, just hold still, just stay put, and somebody will come and find you. So he had a little bit of licorice, I guess, to eat, a handful of licorice. So he just kind of munched on his licorice, and he just hung out for a while, not knowing when anybody would come find him. Turns out 5 days passed, and search and rescue crews were searching, and this woman who's writing this story on her blog talks about how she was staying with her grandparents and how it was a really devastating time, because pretty much everyone assumed that he was dead, that nobody was ever going to find him, or if they did, that they wouldn't find him in time. There was a lot of worry, and that this young girl at the time and her sister didn't see their parents for quite several days, because they were out searching and they were just staying with their grandparents, and that they would just pray that Heavenly Father would take care of Josh in this hole wherever he was. Several times I read a Deseret News article on this event as well, and several times search and rescue crews were ready to give up. They were tired. They'd been searching for 5 days. I mean, what's the likelihood that somebody would be alive after 5 days? His father just did not want to give up and just said, I know he didn't come out of the hole. I know he's still in the mine somewhere. He did not come out. And so one last time, search and rescue crews decided to go back in, and they started calling for him, and they went down a different area, and about 150 feet above the main floor of the mine, Joshua was located, about 500 feet from where he was last seen. And apparently search and rescue crews had passed that pocket dozens of times, and that they had been calling Josh's name, but this time they heard his faint little cry that he was there. And they, in this news article in the Deseret News, they talk about how they interviewed some of the rescuers and how it was just everyone was just elated. It was just such wonderful news that they had found this little boy and that he was alive. He was 10 years old at the time. Joshua Dennis was 10 years old at the time. And another thing that's remarkable is that they asked him, well, what did you do for all that time? He didn't realize that it had been 5 days and nights. He thought he was only in there for maybe 2 days. He had sensory disorientation where it had been so dark in there that he didn't know how long he was in there. And his sister writes on this blog that they felt like that was a gift, that he had been blessed with time passing, that he didn't realize how long he had been in there and didn't panic, that he thought he had only been in there a short time, even though he had been in there for quite a long time. He said that he just munched on his licorice and sang songs and prayed and wondered about when anyone was going to find him and if they were searching for him. And despite a little bit of dehydration and some frostbite on his feet, he was just great. He weathered the ordeal just fine and came out of it alive. And his sister on the blog shares about how every year they have a little celebration about how blessed they were that he was found and that he was found alive. And it has really strengthened their faith, and that they use that as an example of faith and a story of faith for generations. They feel like this will be a story for generations to come. Just a great story. That would be really hard to keep your faith if you were his parent or one of the searchers or even him stuck in that hole in the darkness for 5 days. That would be really, really challenging, but they just held strong. And so if you want to check out this story, you could probably just do a Google search for Joshua Dennis. And again, that took place in September of 1989. So thank you so much to his sister for sharing that story with us. Just a great story of faith. Well, I have a quote from Abraham Lincoln along those same lines, and it says, "When you reach the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on." Sometimes all you can do is hang on, right? Well, thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.